I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes and to relax into your pew. Let us take a deep breath in and breathe out. And again, a deep breath in and breathe out, releasing any tension down through our bodies and out through our feet, feeling completely supported by our seat. Let us just relax into this time. Now we know that Jesus' original words were in Aramaic. The language of Aramaic has very multiple levels of meaning. And each word that he spoke in our Lord's Prayer had very many levels of meaning. So let's just take this time to relax and imagine ourselves on a hillside. It's a beautiful day. There's a gentle breeze. And we're on a hillside up beside the Sea of Galilee. We've come to hear this new rabbi speak. For we've heard so many wonderful things about him. And even though we don't speak Aramaic, we just want to be in his presence. And we're told that he has asked how to teach us to pray. And we desire so much to hear this instruction on how to pray properly that we ask a person around us. We ask a person if they interpret the words of Jesus Christ. And the interpreter says, well, this is how I heard it. So let's open our hearts and our minds to these words in this possible version of our Lord's Prayer. Feminine nature of the divine, who art within me and within each living creature, I celebrate your numerous expressions, names, and faces. Your wisdom flows. Your love streams forth as your grace is revealed to me, unfolding from the depths within me. You provide me each day with all I need. You remind me of my potential. Your forgiving ways urge me to let go of the strands of false beliefs, the false beliefs that I have held about myself and others. You support me in knowing my true worth and my inner power. Your fierceness, courage, and loyalty underpins my every act. Thou art my dwelling place. Yours is the wisdom to know, the power to do, the love to express, and the joy from which I celebrate. Now and forevermore, this is true. Now there's a person standing next to us that said, well, that's not how I interpreted that prayer. Let me give you my version of that prayer. So again, let us open our hearts and our minds to another possible version of our Lord's Prayer. O birther, father, mother of the cosmos, focus your light within us and make it useful. Create your reign of unity now. Your one desire then acts with ours. As in all light, so in all forms. Grant me my need this day in bread and insight. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us. As we release the cords and the strands we hold on others' guilt. Don't let surface things dilute us, but free us from what holds us back. From you is born all ruling will, the power and the life to do. the song that beautifies all. From age to age, it renews. Truly power to these statements. May they be the ground from which all my actions grow. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful for these people who helped us to interpret this language of Aramaic. And as we return to this time, let us hold these thoughts and ideas of wholeness and completeness as we look upon our fellow human beings. Let us see and accept every child through the loving eyes of our Mother God and feel her acceptance and love with no condemnation whatsoever. Let us see everyone, no matter the race, color, or creed, with divine love, divine acceptance, divine understanding. Let us accept and know our wholeness and completeness, our oneness with all. And as we close this time of meditation, let us joyfully sing our traditional version of our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,